This is the 2019 State House Podcast, brought to you by South Dakota Public Broadcasting. Funding is brought to you in part by SDN Communications, the South Dakota Bar Foundation, and the Center for Western Studies. Here's Kara Hetland with today's top legislative news in Pierre.
Ladies and gentlemen of the House and the Senate, family and friends in the gallery, listening public and viewing public, please welcome the Honorable Governor Kristi Noem.
For the first time in South Dakota's nearly 130-year history, a female is introduced as the state's governor. Kristi Noem offered her first State of the State address Tuesday at the State House in Pierre. She began her remarks by telling lawmakers and a statewide audience, South Dakota is in very good shape.
Just how good do we have it here in South Dakota? Well, let's compare ourselves to a few other states. Illinois is forecasting a $1.2 billion annual deficit, and their pensions are only 40% funded. Connecticut's economy is shrinking. It's been shrinking for a decade, and their revenue growth has stalled out. New Jersey has yearly budget deficits as far as the eye can see. Meanwhile, in South Dakota, thanks to the strong leadership of Governor Dennis Dugard and many in the legislature, we have rid our state of an annual structural deficit. We rely solely on ongoing revenue streams to cover ongoing expenses. Our state pension plan is fully funded. Our credit rating is a AAA. It's the highest rating that can be given to any state.
Noem used the State of the State speech to reassure lawmakers the state would continue a pattern of conservative spending. She acknowledges that the past few years have been difficult for South Dakota farmers and ranchers, but Noem says her administration will continue to develop the state's ag economy. Noem's effort starts with consolidating state-level expert positions.
This year, we will focus on growth in the ag economy by transferring ag development representatives from the Department of Agriculture to my Office of Economic Development. This makes sense because ag development is economic development.
Noem says the two departments have performed similar functions in recent years. Agriculture contributes more than $25 billion to the state's economy. Noem also intends to make use of her federal connections from her years in Congress, starting with President Trump. She says ag issues aren't top of mind in Washington, D.C.
50 years ago, there was more than 200 rural congressional districts in the House of Representatives. Now, there's just over 30 left.
Governor Noem recognized South Dakota's strong voices in Congress, including her successor, Dusty Johnson. She also plans to further ag through expanding markets and protecting property rights. Governor Kristi Noem also outlined a plan to allow high-speed broadband internet service to more areas of the state. Noem says improving South Dakota's online infrastructure is something that needs to start now.
I've heard it said that 65% of the children in elementary school today will work in jobs that don't even exist yet. These jobs of the future, the jobs our children will depend on to support families of their own, will almost certainly require access to technology, particularly the internet. And we must make sure that we're making those investments now. Raising the next generation with tools such as broadband is our responsibility as parents and as citizens.
Noem says she's heard it costs as much as $15,000 a mile to bring broadband services to rural areas. She says some have even discouraged her from trying to stretch the service across the state. She says it's too important to give up on.
Well, first, we're going to set some goals for our state that not only bring our homes and our businesses up to an acceptable level of broadband access, but also ensure that we remain at the forefront as technology develops. We'll use those goals to drive our policy and ultimately our state's investments. I feel strongly any time we are talking about taxpayer-funded investment that we should be investing for the long term.
Noem says people in urban areas take high-speed online services for granted. She says it's just as important for people in South Dakota's rural areas to have the technology as well. Governor Noem was also sure to highlight a topic she featured in her campaign. She says government transparency is the cornerstone of her policy initiatives, and she commits to creating the most transparent administration the state has ever seen. Noem says that effort includes making debates and board meetings easily accessible through free services like YouTube and Facebook Live. She plans to make other materials available online as well.
We'll modernize and expand existing transparency websites by adding all agendas, minutes, and live streams on a centralized online location. And if my cabinet secretaries and other administration leaders don't stay on top of this, I'm going to make them donate to my pheasant habitat funds.
Noem also notes the importance of fact-based reporting in maintaining government accountability. She charges the legislature to have what she describes as a common-sense reporter shield law on her desk by the end of session. She says such a law protects the constitutional right to a free and independent press. Governor Kristi Noem is telling state lawmakers she's looking for what she calls the next big thing. Noem says South Dakota's economic condition improved greatly when then-Governor Bill Jenklow and the legislature developed laws to make it attractive for the credit card industry to headquarter in the Sioux Falls area. Noem says Ellsworth Air Force Base is allowing for a definite growth period West River.
In the Black Hills, the U.S. Air Force's rollout of the next generation B-21 Raider bomber will also bring with it a surge of activity in and around Ellsworth Air Force Base. This growth will open up new opportunities for good jobs, provide a platform for attracting additional military-connected businesses, and increase Ellsworth's already substantial $300 million annual impact on our economy. Ensuring that Box Elder, Rapid City, and the Black Hills region are equipped to capitalize on Ellsworth's rapid expansion must be a priority for all of us.
Noem says her goals include helping companies grow their businesses through a workforce that can afford suitable housing. She says she wants lawmakers and economic development leaders to streamline licensure procedures to encourage new and growing businesses in South Dakota. Governor Kristi Noem says she wants to build relationships and partnerships with South Dakota's tribal communities. Toward the end of her first State of the State address, she says she wants the Keystone XL pipeline's construction safe, clean, and efficient. But a Native American lawmaker says that stance will further strain tribal relations with the state. SDPB's Lee Strubinger has this report.
Republican Governor Kristi Noem says she wants to build state-tribal relations. She says those bonds could address challenges tribes face in education, law and order, and economic development. But the only other time tribes were mentioned during her State of the State address was in relation to pending construction of the Keystone XL pipeline. The route will pass nearby several of the state's reservation borders. During her speech, Noem indicated issues could arise during her tenure that would require the strength and resolve of the state's first responders, military, and law enforcement. She says they are training and preparing for any kind of actions taken against pipeline construction.
Let me be very clear on this. I want the construction of this pipeline to be safe, clean, and efficient. We will make sure that our people, our water, and our environment are protected. My administration will work with the tribes, the companies, and the necessary, and if necessary, law enforcement to make this as uneventful as possible.
One Democratic legislative leader says she didn't say enough about tribal relations. State Senator Troy Heinert is the minority leader and a member of the Rosebud Sioux Tribe. He says it will take a lot of work to build trust between communities.
I heard her stance on the Keystone Pipeline. You know, that is not a very popular stance in tribal communities. So getting to work on that, and we want people to be safe as well. We don't want to see anyone injured if this was to go through. But if we're going to talk about creating habitats and conservation, then I also think it's fair that they listen to our concerns as well.
The Keystone XL project is tied up in the courts and pipeline construction is halted. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Pierre.
The State of the State speech marks the kickoff of the 2019 legislative session, which concludes in March.
You can keep up with the top legislative news every day by listening to the 2019 State House Podcast. For additional programming and news, listen to us online at sdpb.org. Be sure to download the free sd.net app on your mobile device for committee meetings, floor sessions, agendas, and more during this year's legislative session. Be sure to also connect with us on social media by liking SDPB News on Facebook and by following at SDPB News on Twitter. Funding is provided in part by SDN Communications, the South Dakota Bar Foundation, and the Center for Western Studies. This has been a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.